Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Romance. I'm your host, Tricia Harlan McCarthy, a platform for writers, authors, and poets alike who love everything about romance, just like I do. Today's special guest is Taryn Sloan. She's a dear friend of mine from Instagram. She's going to be discussing her trilogy, A Paranormal Series. I can't wait to find out more about the series and more from Taryn. Please enjoy. On Ice, A Hockey Romance by Tricia Harlan McCarthy, a steamy, angsty love story about two people separated on their wedding day, Kai, the star hockey player, and Zoe, the owner's daughter. Can they make their way back to each other? Find out by getting your copy, ebook, and print book available exclusively on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all your fine book retail outlets.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to All About Romance. Today is going to be a great day. I just know it because we have a great guest, and it's Taryn Sloan. She's one of the nicest ladies I know from Instagram, not to mention a very great author. I've read her books, and I want to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Taryn.
Hey, Tricia. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And all those, all that money you paid me, too, to be on the show, that helps. I'm kidding.
Right, right. Yeah, definitely need, yeah. All that money I'm making from writing goes, yeah.
Yeah. Us indie authors have to make money somehow, huh? So might as well.
That's true.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's true.
I'm kidding. Well, thank you for being on the show, and it's been a long time coming. I know we've planned this for a while, and I'm so happy you're here to talk about, you know, your series, which looks fantastic, and I can't wait to hear more about it. I can't wait to hear more about it. And we're also going to talk about some tips today, so for indie authors and, you know, things that I've learned. I try to pass them along to other people, especially people who are kind of new, you know, publishing their first book. And we have a first caller. Would you like to take a call first before we get into your book?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Hi, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Taryn and Trish. Who's this?
This is Susan. How are y'all doing?
We're all doing fine.
Hi, Susan.
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been spring break. Doing pretty good.
I'm so glad. You know, I am only joking when I'm teasing about your accent because it's so cute.
Oh, I know. That's just that stuff.
That's what?
It's a little more playing to it, but it just don't get more into it, so.
Oh, we're off to a great start here. So, how are you doing, Susan? Did you have a good week?
Doing pretty good. Actually, been like I said, been spring breaking and letting these kids keep me young this week. Yep.
They like hanging out with the old people, huh?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yep. I guess they do. I guess we teach them a little bit, I reckon.
Well, Taryn, just so you know, Susan is our administrator on the page, book page, and my Trisha Treats group on Facebook. So she's a central. She's like the heart of the whole thing. She does. She has a lot more fans than I do, actually. So that's. If that says anything about her heart, she's got a big one, and she helps me out quite a bit.
Well, I know every time that I listen to the show and she called in, I recognize her voice when we call in often. So.
she's my one groupie.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I know. I love it. Did you have a question for Taryn? She has a great paranormal book out. I know you like paranormal, Susan.
I was just going to ask, what inspired you to start writing the paranormal romance?
Well, to be honest, I love paranormal. If I'm not watching the ID channel, then I'm watching the Science channel or the Ancient Aliens channel. I'm always watching that kind of stuff because it interests me. And then, of course, I love romance. So for me, it was easy to tie the two together. I do read that genre. So it just kind of found its way naturally for me to write into it. I didn't start writing it. It just kind of, the idea came, and then that's what it turned into. So.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the series? I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I cannot remember how it actually started, how the idea came to me, but I know for romance in general, for me, it always comes down to, you know, someone choosing someone else, and someone, you know, everybody wants to be chosen for who they really are. And I, for some reason, I saw the quote, and then the story just kind of started rolling. And I have a friend that I talk to all the time about writing, and we just kind of talked about this story, you know, like, hey, well, this girl, this is what happens, you know. And then we just kind of went from there, but basically, it's just about this girl that has, a good relationship with her mother at all. And so the story starts with her mother dying, and her trying to reconcile with that, and then having to do cooking last wish and the things that happen along the lines for her trying to do that and discover herself, because she discovers things about herself along the way too. Mm-hmm. And doing that, she finds out things about, you know, this Abrilar, about this town and the people there, and not knowing anything about it, and it just raises more questions, you know. I'm at the very end, about done with this book, but I keep finding more and more things about her and myself and about these people. And I love that when I'm discovering as I'm writing. I do love that. I'm not a complete plotter all the way. I do a general plot and then flesh it out, but I'm beginning to really, really love this series that I'm doing.
Then you dive in, right? Yeah, I know that. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
you have a goal, and then it steers you to a different, totally different direction, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the things that come out are great, you know? And how much of the character is you?
Well, there are bits and pieces of me and my sisters. I have two sisters, and I'm the oldest. And I have, you know, like a rocky relationship, not with my mom, but with my dad. So there's a little bit there. My parents are both living, but I feel like there's quite a bit of me in her. Quite a bit.
And so was it cathartic as you started writing this character, that things that made you kind of buried or kind of coming to the surface as you were writing?
Yeah, absolutely. I find that even just trying to understand my parents more too, I'm finding that I'm seeing them a little bit differently, you know, especially when I'm trying to figure out, as I'm writing this, what her mother's motives were, why she acted or spoke to her the way she did, and just trying to get into that mindset. I find myself going to my parents and, you know, our relationship and what their possible mindset is. You know, it's eye-opening, I should say.
Yeah, it's been amazing when you're writing something and all of a sudden it brings it right home to experiences
right.
or experiences with people that you've had, and you're writing about it. And not that the whole thing obviously is not about your life, but it does add a good element. Because I think that's great, because you're writing what you know. You know, that is like a key. That's a tip right there. You know, write what
right
you know.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard that over and over, and I was like, you know, what do they mean, write what you know? Because I also think that you while writing, at least for me, I discover things, you know. I don't know a whole lot about certain things, but I go and research it and I'll learn about it so I can write about it.
Right.
Absolutely. But yeah, I totally get the basis of what you're writing. You should know something about it, because otherwise you're just going to sound, you know, it's going to sound ridiculous to people who do know, or, you know, they're going to not see the authenticity of it, you know?
Right. Exactly. And when I was writing paranormal, it was a subject that was near and dear to my heart. So I had been watching the documentaries, I followed it, I've read articles,
yeah.
I've interviewed people. And so that was just, you know, it was so easy to write and add the characters and add it all together. It's like a recipe, you know, as you're creating the story itself. So that's awesome. So everybody who's listening, please write what you know. That's your first.
Right.
That's a real strong key to success, I think. And being believable,
yeah,
too. What was surprising to you after you finished this trilogy?
Say that again? I'm sorry. I didn't hear all that.
What was the surprise you found after writing this trilogy? What was the profound thing that you found within yourself or within the storyline that surprised you above anything else?
Well, I think that what surprised me the most is actually how the story developed. Because, you know, before, you know, when you start writing, you have a general idea. You know about how you want it to start, what should be in the middle, and probably what's going to happen in the end. But you don't know about the twists and turns that happened, you know, that happened to get you to the end. And for me, it's like, you know, it's like a huge surprise. But what also was the biggest surprise was that the imagination was there. You know, my thing is, I always read a lot. I read a lot. I, you know, try not to compare to myself to other authors and their work. But it's kind of hard to do that as you're writing your own stuff. You know, it's hard to say, oh, and I'll read someone, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so, you know, that's so good. And then I read mine, I'm like, oh, it's trash. It's utter trash.
Yeah.
And then I'll shove it to the side. And then I'll go on and do something else, and I'll always come back to it. But I found with this series that I am sticking with it longer than I normally do. That I have, you know, the other projects that I have. I probably have,
right,
like close to 100 titles and plot lines and things that I've worked over with the years that I haven't finished. But this one I've actually stuck to.
You're a typical writer then. You've got all these, you have all these ideas floating in the heavens, and you just have to pluck it out.
And right.
Finish it.
And I have a hard time, sticking with it. But this one was a surprise to me, the fact that I was able to actually stick with it longer and get through it. And then actually like it, because I think I told you the first book that I ever wrote, I hated it. Like, you know, I thought, oh, I wish I'd never published that one. But I don't feel
the Lion series that I read?
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that. I love the characters.
Did you? I just thought I should have done a lot more or developed more or something. I felt like I needed more. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess, at this point. But, I don't feel the same about this series. I feel like it's developed a lot more than the Lion series is. And the Lion series does have another book coming out that I'm almost done with, too, the last one.
That was your first book, right?
Yes.
That was your first book. And guess what? As a writer, you grow with each book you do, with each story you produce, with each character you develop. You grow. That's another tip. You know, you're always going to grow, and your stuff just gets better, I think. You know, it just does. And, you know, we're all beginners. We're all beginners. I'm still a beginner. I don't think of myself as an expert by any means, but we're all beginners. And doing so, you kind of got to just give yourself a break there and not expect you to be Stephen King, you know, from 0 to 60.
So, I mean, it is very hard. I know. I really, when I was looking at, you know, before I published the first book, I did look at, okay, what's the difference between, you know, publishing this myself and then actually trying to get, you know, a publisher to do the work for me, like have somebody sign me. And then I'm looking at the, you know, the submittal letter that you're supposed to submit or whatever, and they're saying, okay, what author do you compare yourself to the most? And I'm like, nobody. That's exactly what I'm trying not to do. And you're asking me to compare myself right off the bat. You know, so that was the end of my thought of being, you know, trying to be published the regular way. That, but I enjoy it anyway. To be honest with you, I love it. I feel like the community is so much better. I feel like I just love it. I really do.
Yeah. I think that brings another point up that reading what you write is very important. I heard one person tell me they don't read what they write because they don't want to be tainted, not tainted, but not influenced by what they write. But to me, I mean, I've read so much contemporary romance that when I write my own stuff, it just gets better. It makes you a better writer.
I agree.
And it gives you so much more than you could even possibly think of because you're reading what you love, writing what you love, and those two combinations are, you know, are a recipe for success. I don't know where this theme is coming with recipes today. But, absolutely. I know.
I totally agree with you. I'm not going to write something that I don't read. I don't know how I would even be able to connect with that audience without doing that.
Right. And, you know, I do borrow things from other authors, like a word. If there's a word I like, you know, I borrow it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know, it's not like it's exclusive to them. But it just, to me, that's just a flattery, form of flattery, because when you're, you know, really look up to someone else and they're writing and you're using it yourself, I think that's a form of flattery and not plagiarism. I know you're not going to be copying their, you know, their text or anything, but, you know, I find a word here or there and I go, oh, I really like that word. So I'll use it
Or the way they say something. It's like, oh, I never thought to say it that way, you know. How to describe something. I'm like, oh, now I have a better idea of how to describe something. They say it so well, now I can, you know, maybe, you know, get a little better at how I describe something, you know.
Right. I know I read T.L. Swan, who's a fantastic author. I really like her characters. They're very feisty. They're funny. She's a lot of depth. And she always writes the character snaps. And I just love that. And I go, oh, they snapped. They snapped at somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I love that. So in fact, my editor, Liz, she was going, you like that snap word a lot, don't you? Apparently, I might have used it a few more times than necessary.
Right. It encompasses what you wanted, though. What other word is snap? Just like snap. You know, like,
right.
I don't know anything. Another word.
Yeah. You're just expanding your vocabulary and using it. And, you know, another thing someone told me, you know, I think the perception, here's another tip. Perceptions of romance authors are crap. Because people perceive you either to be a very sexual person who dances on a pole or some crazy ass thing like that, you know, or... You know, we're looking for things from guys. I'm like, no, that's so ridiculous. No, none of that is true. Mm-hmm. And neither is the fact that because you're a romance author doesn't mean you have an excellent vocabulary, which, you know, I take exception to. And someone says, you know, I really enjoy your words that you use because they're not the typical kind. And I'm like, I don't know what the typical kind is. But, you know, we're not – we cover many – different genres, we cover a lot of issues, we cover different types of stories, and I really haven't found one that was so bad that I couldn't read because it was so amateurish. I haven't found that at all.
Yeah. No, I find that if I can't finish a book or a story and something like that, it's not because of their vocabulary. It's either because the storyline, I can't get into it, or it's the editing needs, like, there's so many, you know, errors in the writing that I can't get through it. That's very rare that I come across that.
Yeah, and I think that's a testament to how well romance authors do their craft and how creative they are and how the storyline, even though it's the same storyline, could be boy, you know, boy meets girl, you know, it's always kind of the same formula at some point. But the way they say it, the way they do it, the way they roll it out to you as a reader, you know, there's so much talent there. And, you know, and usually it's the people on the sidelines who are always criticizing the people who are in the trenches.
Right.
You've got to keep that in mind, too. You know, it takes a lot of guts to put your work out in the public eye. And, you know.
Oh, that's the truth. That is still the truth. And I will say, I did take the first advice that I ever took from you was not reading the reviews of the book. So, you know, at first, the first book I did, and after that, hearing you say, don't read the review, that's not meant for you, it's like, oh, thank you. Just give me a reason not to read those, because it was a struggle to read it. Even if they're really good, it was just too much. It was already too much for me to put my book out there and put myself out there, and now to have to turn around and read what someone thought about it is torture, even if it's good. Just doing it, the act of doing it, is hard. So,
right. It takes a lot of courage and guts. Right, and I there's a great saying by Wayne Dyer, what you think of me is none of my business, and that is such a great philosophy to live by, because, you know, people will have opinions about your book, people will have great things to say, people will have not so great things to say, and unfortunately, you've got to take the good with the bad if you really want to be successful, because you can't take it personally, because even though it's your baby and you wrote it and you love it, you know, it's not going to appeal to everybody. You know, unfortunately, I've gotten reviews where people are going, what is this? I can't even believe anyone bought this. One star.
Oh, wow.
I know. Well, that's pretty brutal. I know, but you know, in the context, well, this is one person and then 20 others liked it. So, you know, you kind of got to put things in perspective too. Yeah,
right.
It is a good idea. That's another tip. Do not read your reviews. If someone sends you the review that you did, because I will. If I've told an author, I'll read their book, and I will show them that I did read it and I wrote a review. But I don't. Yeah, but that's about the only time, you know, I do that. So, and I think, and unfortunately, Goodreads has been a breeding ground for very negative, bitter people to just trash authors in general. And that's unfortunate, you know. I rarely go on that website anymore. Yeah, it is. You know, it's tough enough being an author, as you know, because you have, it sounds like you have anxieties like I do, and you know, it does take a lot to overcome all that, to, you know, put yourself out in the public eye and then to have to deal with that on top of it. You know, it's
enough for you to say, no, never mind. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So I would urge all new indie authors, please do not read your reviews, because they're not personal. They're someone's opinion. And, you know, unfortunately, you kind of have to grow kind of a thick in order to be in this business, because, as you know, people aren't always kind. But you know, the other thing is you gotta shift your focus too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you gonna say?
No, that's okay. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay, and you have to shift your focus. Focus on the good stuff, not the negative stuff, because the negative stuff will eat you up, and it'll feed on your insecurities and fears. Because most of us, probably as authors, already have insecurities and fears, as it is. So don't read the reviews. Focus on the good. You know, write what you love. That is, you know, I think And write it for yourself.
Number
write
one.
It for yourself, not
yeah. Right.
Not for others.
Right.
Because
and I think,
then, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just gonna say I think that's. I mean that's good advice because I feel like for me, having somebody else who shares the passion that I have, and being able to talk to them and say, okay, this is, you know, I'm excited about this, or reading or writing this part of my book. I mean, I had this idea, blah, blah, blah. I love that part because it helps keep me excited and write and continue to write. I feel like if there was no way to or no outlet for that, I think it would be a little harder because especially with so many good books out there, so many good authors out there, it's so hard not to compare yourself. So when you are in your own, you know, being a writer, you're solitary most of the time. I feel like it's really good to speak to other writers doing the same thing that you're doing and talk about yourself so that they can help build you up and keep you up.
Yeah, and I think that brings us to another point is networking with other authors. Because you know what, I'm starting to realize there are so many authors that need support and they're not getting it.
Yeah.
And they're not getting
yes.
encouragement maybe from the community because maybe they're afraid to ask for it or they're new. They don't know where to go or what to do and, you know, how
mm-hmm.
to do it. And, you know, those of us who have been around for a while can help. You know, why not pay it forward?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is because I had no one helping me, nobody, zip. Because I didn't know what
yeah.
the hell I was doing. And sometimes I
yeah.
still don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Trial and error. Yeah, same thing for
yeah.
me. And I'll be honest, you know, I think we've talked about this before, about, you know, the groups that we all came together in. And it was, you know, that large loop that we did. I went on Instagram saying, oh, I just want to connect with people who are doing the same thing. I just want to see if there's, you know, get some information, maybe connect with people to help me because I have no one. At the time, I didn't know anybody doing what I wanted to do. And then getting into that loop and then connecting with you and several other people has been a godsend for me because I can see now that, okay, I'm not the only person experiencing this issue, or I know at least a dozen other people or more who have gone through what I've gone through and know how to navigate this a little bit better. So I can at least ask.
Right. Right. And I think for the most part, you know, even myself, I find it hard to ask. You know, could you share my book
yeah.
or could you share this promo, whatever it is. I do have a hard
mm-hmm.
time with that. I don't mind doing it for
yeah.
other people, but, you know, that's when you have to
right,
realize
right.
you have to also promote yourself. You have to believe in yourself.
Another tip.
And you have to be your own, you have to be your own biggest fan. And I think
yeah.
authors think that if they do that, that they're going to come across as, I don't know, conceited or whatever. No, it's called self-confidence, you know.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, I'm saying self-promotion, like you were saying, I have a hard time with that, too. I'm always telling you, oh, yeah, I forgot. I need to promote. Because I just have a hard time with it. I'll promote everybody else all day long. I think I realized that one time when somebody was asking me to promote them. And I'm like, well, if you look at my page, it's mostly everybody else. You maybe see maybe a few posts about my books, and I have to get better.
Okay. And what's wrong with that picture? I know I've talked to you about that before.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm trying to get better. I really am. I enjoy promoting other people because I know the value of being uplifted, but I do need to do more
right.
for myself too.
Right. And I think that's a balance. I think it's fine to promote yourself, but you have to have a balance too, because if you don't, you're going to end up just kind of just falling back into the shadows. And I feel like that a lot of times. I think people who are more, more aggressive that way, I don't know if that's the right word,
yeah.
but, you know, more self-confident or who do that more often
mm-hmm.
seems to have a better response. Now,
that's
I
true.
Don't know if it's confidence or whatever, but, you know, I think, you know, who's a good – who does that very well is Kristen Morgan. She is like everywhere.
I was just thinking about her. About her. Yes, she is everywhere. Yeah.
And I'm like, how did she do that? was just here.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, that will use bloggers, or a lot of bloggers will promote for them. I'm like, well, how do they connect with them? How does that work? Do you pay them? You know, do they read your book first, or do you, you know, how do you do that? You know,
right? And that's a great question. And for me, what I've been doing is I start to follow bloggers on Instagram.
Yeah.
I do mostly everything on Instagram because I found Facebook is not a friendly place for my promos.
No.
It just isn't, and I'm not going to waste time there. So I follow bloggers. I tag them. I try to develop, you know, relationships and networking. That's where it all comes into play. So, and hopefully, you know, that will come into an ally for you to help boost your stuff, you know. So, and that's what they're there for. They're there to read books and review and, you know, and recommend, you know, the current reads.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to share everything with everybody, you know. So, and that's the whole purpose of Soul Sisters Romance, is that to promote everybody, and not just the whole, not just a certain group. I promote everybody, you know.
Yes, the same.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we just have to get over ourselves and just start promoting. And here's another tip. I have an app that schedules my post. And the nice thing about this app, it tells me when the best time to post. So there's apps out there that will help you with that. You pre-post and load everything, and it'll post automatically for you to your social media platform. So that's another great tip.
And I think I was using I was using Planoly for a little while for that, but I found that I wasn't posting enough because I would get in the middle of writing something and I would forget to plan it out.
Right.
So I have to get better with actually planning it out so I can go ahead and do what it's supposed to do. And then I can stick with the writing stuff.
Now, here's my secret. I'll share my secret with people. I do this on a Sunday. And actually my secret website I go to is actually Pinterest. I find the best things on Pinterest. And I set up my week. And set up my videos or whatever for the week for my promo.
It's called what again?
Pinterest.
Oh, Pinterest. Okay, yeah, got you.
Yes.
Is I
it, Pinterest.
Right?
Pinterest.
No, I don't. Everybody says it different. Got you.
Pinterest. Anyway, however you say it, that's where I go to get my quotes.
Yeah.
That's where I go to find inspiration or, you know, interactive type things. It's such a plethora of information. It's excellent. So two tips. Get an app that will post in advance for you for your social media, especially one that will tell you what the best time is to post on social media. And Pinterest is a great resource for authors. If you're doing a takeover or if you're want to have an interactive post for your audience, it's excellent. So that's where I get a lot of my stuff. And I tell you, I get a lot of people who follow me on certain posts, and it just so resonates with them, you know. And that's the other thing, is interactive posts. You want to network, yes. But you also want to have interaction with your readers, and you want to be visible. And so I know a lot of people have jobs, a lot of people, you know, are busy, we have children, of course, life is getting in the way. But in order to get your name out there, you want to establish interactions with your readers. And whether that's on Facebook in a group or on IG doing some interactive posts, something fun, you know, something writer-related, it doesn't matter what it is. Start a dialogue with something that you're interested in, because people are genuinely interested in you as a person as well. You know, you don't have to obviously put your business out there. But definitely you want to do things that will create interest in your brand, in you, in your books, whatever it is. So I think that's
right. I have to do
another
that
great
too.
Tip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good tip.
So
what's
your tip?
No, I don't really have any tips. Other than I would say definitely for me what's helped is actually, you know, promoting other people and actually talking to them about their stuff. So I would comment. You know, I love Instagram. I don't do hardly anything with Facebook. Next to nothing with Twitter. I feel like Instagram, I feel better about it because I feel like it's closer. Like there's a lot more interaction. I feel like with Facebook, it's open to the wide world almost. Like anybody can just put your name in, they can see everything or whatever, if that's how you got it set up. But Instagram, I feel like it's a lot kinder. I know there can be hate on there too, but I'm not experiencing that. So I feel much more comfortable interacting on Instagram. And I do feel that making sure that I am honest and being my true self, then I connect better. And I make sure that I do that. You know, if I don't agree with something, I don't follow people just to get a follow back. If I really look at your page and I feel like it's not something I'm into, I won't follow you back. I appreciate the follow. I'm not going to get mad if you unfollow me. But I really want to stick with, you know, with what I went there for in the first place, which was to connect with readers, writers, anybody in the business that we can help build each other up. It's helping authors like me, and that's kind of what I want to stick with. And so I appreciate all the, you know, all the other folks that have, you know, followed me, but I just can't follow everybody. I'm just not going to follow everybody, you know, so... I mean, I know.
And
I
think
that y'all follow me.
Yeah, but you know, I don't want to follow some guy who just posts selfies all day long. I want to interact with people who are of my tribe. You know, my writing tribe, my reader tribe, whatever it is that it is that you do on Instagram. Now, I will say that on Facebook, what I found is valuable on Facebook is reader groups. Author takeovers, and having a dialogue there because, you know, my group, my little reader group, we're shy of 400 people.
That's not
we have
people.
A lot of interaction. Well,
no, but your reader takeover group, the one that I've done was absolutely, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot. There was a lot of interaction. There was fun.
Good.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that is where that's valuable for Facebook is getting in front of new readers and getting your name out there and networking, because I think that's kind of grassroots in terms of getting your books out there, because I think a lot of people probably never heard of me, and then when I started doing this, I've met some great people. I've met a beta reader. I've met some great people who support me now, and it's such a great thing. So networking on Facebook is through the reader groups and through, you know, there's a lot of most authors have a reader group. So if you're invited to do a takeover, do it, because you never know who you're going to find. So that's another great tip, grassroots. And that's part of the networking and socialization and, you know, getting your name out there and promoting your book and also celebrating whoever it is that's doing the takeover with you. Most times it's an author who's releasing their book and they have a party and you kind of go in and celebrate them. And you could also promote yourself. So it's a win-win situation for anybody. So, and I do author spotlights on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, you're welcome to come back and do that. I have openings through the end of June. So I'll send you the link if you'd like to sign up. Yeah, because I think at first it's very daunting for someone who's never done one before to figure out what to do. And I just say, hey, go in the group and look at what other people have done, and that gives you an idea. So and there's a lot of people to help
you.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wanted to ask you what about your newsletter? How is that working out for you? I mean, are you getting a lot of readership? Are you getting, you know, how is that working for you?
Yeah. Excellent. And let me give you statistics or numbers, actually. In March, I don't know what day this is. Okay, we're in March, right? Okay. In December, I'm sorry, I'm still not feeling good, so my brain is not functioning and firing like I want it to. In December, I had about 80 people on my newsletter. Fast forward to February, I did newsletter promos through BookFunnel, and now I have over 1,000.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
I know.
That's amazing.
I was shocked, too.
Okay, so there's another tip.
Yeah, exactly. So there are ways to increase your readership through your newsletter and make them fun and dynamic and so on and so forth. So anyway, that's another tip. Yes, and we're getting low on time, so why don't you tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram. I'm there every day at Taryn Sloan. And there every day, all day, pretty much. I am on Facebook, also as author Taryn Sloan, but I'm not there very often. I'm also on Twitter as Sloan Taryn. But Instagram is my jam, pretty much. I connect, I respond. I love connecting with people, and if you find something good to read, let me know, because I love to read, too. So.
Right. Where can they find your books?
Oh, I'm on Amazon right now. If you're doing Kindle, I'm on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place
that
I'm at right now, Amazon.
Okay. Here's another tip I will give everybody. Draft to digital. As long as you're not in Kindle Unlimited on Amazon, you can do draft to digital. It's ebook only. Everything is free, believe it or not. Even their promos are free. You could do free promos on their website, and they take you to Kobo, Google Books, Apple Books, all of these wonderful platforms to expand your readership out. And you can't go wrong with free promo. So everything is free on this platform. It's very user-friendly. It's easy. The only thing you have to be sure of is when you upload your manuscript that it is you can't have a competitor's link in your book. So that's another tip here is use Linktree for all your links. It's free. You can upgrade, but you could add as many links as you want for free, and you have one link to deal with, and you don't have all these links you have to put in your book, so in your manuscript. So I would totally encourage that. So I think we've given people some great tips today, hopefully to make their life easier.
Yes. Yes.
So
thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
It's been great. And next week, my guest, I'm going to have two shows next week back-to-back. It's going to be Lexi James, who's another prolific, wonderful author, and also Phoenix Williams. So two great ladies. I think you know them both, don't you? Yes.
Yes, I love them both. Yeah, their work is great. I like the books.
Okay, and I have to say, I love your new logo. It's absolutely beautiful. It just is a total representation of you. It's gorgeous.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And so I'm going to just leave everyone with one thing, is please don't panic. Wash your hands. Use common sense.
Drink
that seems to be lacking in our society these days. And, you know, I'm sending love to everybody because everyone needs some love today. They really do.
Yeah.
I send you mine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Taryn. I do love you. You're just a wonderful lady. And
thank you. Thank you.
You have wonderful
too.
Energy.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
thank you for being here and making it a great show. Today was one of the best shows I've ever done. So thank you for making that possible.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys all follow us. We're being broadcast around the world. So you're not just,
awesome.
From Portland, Oregon here. it's going all around the world. So you're famous.
I didn't know you were from Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right. Thank you, everybody. Take care. I'll see you next week. Bye.